Local 304. Good morning, Local 304. This is Ken Hodge, branch president, Columbus, Ohio. Soon to be your local president, Local 304, with a podcast. Actually, the podcast is going to be directed to local president Bibb. I'm at home and I'm just studying Article 8 because there is a widespread violation going on with respect to low-cost trace orders and high-speed trace orders. I've received calls from different offices just asking my opinion on that, and it's becoming an epidemic, for lack of a better word. I don't know if the post office is going through some kind of new mail processing feature or process, whatever you want to call it. But it seems to be that on high speed and low cost trace orders, they are violating Article 8 in order to manage that area. And when I say violating Article 8, they are bringing people not from the high speed trace order into work on overtime to work in that location, which is a violation. They are bringing clerks over to work on a high speed in lieu of mail handlers, which is a violation. People are being asked to stay mandatory overtime without the overtime desire list being executed. That's a violation. So I'm here studying and I'm looking at it so I can address the members on some of the recourses or some of the actions with respect to agreements they may want to file. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm sitting here and I'm doing this work, and it reminded me that I'm not an active president. And so my thoughts then turned to maybe I want to call Bibb. Well, I know if I call him, he's not going to answer my call. So I'm going to call him on my podcast now. And I'm going to say, if I could call my local president, I would call him and remind him that you are doing a major injustice to the members in Columbus, Ohio. I understand that there's a major difference between you and I, but I want to tell you on this podcast, for all to hear, we ought to be able to put this to the side. We ought to be able to say what's best for the member. And the reason you and I don't see eye to eye, I'm not going to go into that, but you got to know I'm not a liability to the National. I know you like to say that, but you got to know that protecting mail handlers is what my main interest is. Even though I'm suspended, I still do that, but in a different forum. But if I had access to the grievance procedure, in other words, if I was active in my role as branch president, I could do that through the grievance procedure. If I could call my president, if I could call him, I'd tell him that we both said things that might have been unprofessional and out of order. But we have to put that to the side and find some way to reconcile. Because, again, I have a passion to do the job as branch president, and you are definitely not allowing that to happen. I can be a great benefit to my members. Again, if we can put yesterday, if we could leave yesterday, yesterday, and look at today and prepare for tomorrow, if I could call my local president. If I could call my local president, I'd tell him that I attempted to apologize in front of the executive committee. You definitely didn't even want to hear that. So I'm saying to you now on my podcast, again, that my actions could have been done different. The tone I've taken could have been a lot different. So if we can get past that, then I don't know what else to say to you or what else that I need to do to get back in my office. And that can be resolved very simply with an email. And when I mean email, update the certification to the plant manager, and we can go on with life, and I can do the job that I've been elected to do. If I could just call my local president, I would tell him that we have new leadership rotating in and out of Columbus, and a strong union presence is paramount. If I could just call my local president. Or I would remind him, that the reason we do what we do as union leaders and as union officials is we do it for the craft. And my craft elected me. And I ask that you rescind whatever stipulations you have that prohibit me from being an active president and allow me to serve the rest of my term as the elected branch president as per the vote for the members in Columbus, Ohio, from the members in Columbus, Ohio. If I could call my president, see, these are some of the things that I would definitely say to him.